buckle your seatbelt. It's time for another episode of the Prepper Recon Podcast.
Whether your plan is to bug out or bug in, CampingSurvival.com has all of your preparedness needs, including fish antibiotics, long-term storage food, and water filters. Use coupon code PREPPERRECON for 5% off your order at CampingSurvival.com.
Get prepared before disaster strikes. PrepperRecon.com offers Molly-compatible individual first aid kits for your home, auto, or bug-out bag. These kits have everything you need to address a traumatic injury, including an Israeli battle dressing, quick clot, EMT shears, suture kit, Steri-Strips, tourniquet, tough strip bandages, and so much more. $99 includes shipping. Go to PrepperRecon.com and click the store tab at the top of the homepage. Order today before it's too late.
Today's guest is James Wesley Ross. Jim is the creator of the Survival Blog. He's also the author of the Patriots book series, as well as the new Counter Caliphate Chronicles. Jim, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me on, Mark.
Absolutely. It seems like the collapse is taking longer than any of us expected, but the slow grind to the bottom is continuing for America. The political and social climate is reaching new lows. Do you think the violence we're seeing at the Trump protest in California, is that something we'd expect at the beginning of a communist revolution?
Well, it's certainly similar. I think that we can probably expect to see more riots, more violent protests as the political campaigns go on. I think in particular, looking back at the Democratic National Convention in 1968, as evidence, I think the conventions themselves are going to be the real flashpoints. And come July, I don't think I'd want to be anywhere near where those conventions are being held.
Yeah, I don't have any plans to travel to Cleveland this summer, that's for sure. And maybe I should have said, is this what we should expect to see at the end of a communist revolution? Because this has been going on for some time, right? I mean, the education system's been steering kids in this direction for decades. We didn't just go from Reagan to Bernie overnight, did we?
No, and in fact, the socialist indoctrination of the public school system, it has been incremental, but it's also been just unrelenting. So it's important to realize that we have a society that's fundamentally changed, and the sense of decorum of the United States in the 1950s, 60s has basically worn off. We now have a society that is very quick to scream, yell, protest, throw rocks, or worse, in public protests. The whole idea, the whole concept of peaceful public protest seems to have gone away.
Yeah, I saw footage of people bashing out the windows of police cars, flipping police cars, beating up Trump supporters. It's just, I just don't think we've seen this level before.
Well, yes, it's not unprecedented, but I think on a consistent basis, we are now seeing a lot more violent political protest. It's a lot similar, more similar, really, to the late 60s, early 70s with the draft protests, to my way of thinking.
And then can we get you to weigh in on the U.S. economy? Former Goldman Sachs president John Thornton said last week that this is going to end in tears. What are your thoughts on what are you watching economically?
Well, I think the key indicators, of course, are the main market indices and interest rates. As it turned out, all of Janet Yellen's talk about raising interest rates was just whitewash. There was never any intention to raise interest rates substantively. And if anything, I think they're going to go super zero. They're going to go to sub-zero rates in the near future, just as they've started to do in Europe. And because of that, we really are in an economic twilight zone where the chance of a full-scale collapse keeps increasing with every passing day. And as the debts compound inexorably, both public and private debt, and as our foreign trading partners continue to diversify out of the U.S. dollar, and the dollar loses its reserve currency status worldwide, we are really in absolutely perilous economic territory, where we could see the rug pulled out from underneath us at any time. Any day, we could hear that interest rates have spiked, that the dollar has been devalued in foreign trade. There could be just a huge bloodbath. We could see another credit crisis, very similar to what happened in 2008, but on a grand scale. And it would take down not just banking institutions, but it would take down entire currency units in the process.
And most of the big banks in America failed the Fed's most recent stress test. How concerned are you about that?
Well, the reserve ratios are absolutely ludicrous in this country. I'm not a big fan of fractional reserve banking to begin with, but to see the reserve ratios they have, it's basically set up a house of cards where the banking institutions really can't handle any sort of stress. It's been estimated that only 6 cents out of each dollar actually exists in printed paper form that's sitting in banks right now. Six cents out of every $100 is in paper form. So with that, if there's ever a run on the banks, it's only going to be the first few people in line to get anything before the banks are just forced to close their doors. And granted, the Federal Reserve could catch up. They could switch their printing presses that currently print $1 bills into printing $100 bills, or they could even introduce a $500 bill or a $1,000 bill to try to catch up. But that process would take months and months. And while everyone's waiting, there would be tremendous angst. And it would be almost like the current shortage on 22 long rifle cartridges. If they start rationing cash coming out of the bank, retirees are just going to line up every day and take out the maximum, whatever it is, day after day after day until they have all their money out of the banks. And while the Federal Reserve system is indeed guaranteed, there's no guarantee about the value of those dollars once they're pulled out of the bank. Now, there is a reverse multiplier effect, but the problem is there's going to be a very subtle psychological perception that there's more cash in the system when people start pulling cash out of the banks, and I think that's going to breed hyperinflation.
We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. The dollar's lost over 90% of its purchasing power since 1971. Silver, on the other hand, has proven to be a very stable form of wealth preservation over the years. And where do you buy silver? Silver.com, of course. Silver.com offers fantastic prices on gold and silver. Check out Silver.com today. Ready Made Resources is a trusted name in the prepper community because they've been around for 18 years. They offer great prices on night vision, water filtration, long-term storage food, solar energy components, and provide free technical service. Get ready for an uncertain future at readymaderesources.com. Hey, Preppers and Patriots. We just passed the third anniversary of the Prepper Recon podcast, and it couldn't have happened without you. To say thanks, I want to send you a free PDF of the 7-Step Survival Plan. It's a basic blueprint that will help you prioritize your efforts and make sure you're not missing any important areas of prepping. To get your free copy, just email me. It's prepperrecon@gmail.com and put 7-step PDF in the subject line. Thanks again for 3 great years of the Prepper Recon podcast. To go back a little bit to what you were talking about before about the negative interest rates, this is having a really profound effect, especially on retired individuals, because their entire retirement planning process was based on being able to get a certain amount of rate of return on their fixed income annuities and bank deposits and saving deposits, CDs and things like that. So they're being forced into more risky assets. They're getting forced to chase yields. And of course that's putting their money into increasingly more risky, stocks. So, and blowing the bubble up even bigger. Can you talk a little bit about that risk?
Well, the risk is huge. We have a whole generation out there that's either retired or right nearing their retirement age. They can no longer count on, you know, there was even just a few years ago, people would say, oh, well, all I need is $2 million to the bank and I can live on the interest. I'll just take the interest and leave my principal. Well, if they go to zero interest rates and then negative interest rates, that doesn't work very well, does it? So we're entering a new era where retirees who are depositors are indeed out, as you put it, chasing interest rates. They're looking for the best yields, and there really aren't that many to be found. And even money market funds are only paying less than 0.25% interest right now. So it's not only is it causing those who are planning to retire to delay their retirement, but it's creating a lot of pain for those who've already retired. My personal estimation is that we're going to see when super zero rates, Japanese style negative interest rates, come into effect, large numbers of people pulling all their money out of the bank, attempting to just go into mattress money mode. There won't be enough cash to do that, and that will probably be used as an excuse to institute a cashless society with probably either a card-based or more, even more likely a smartphone-based electronic currency. And if and when that happens, there'll be total transparency in the personal finance market where the IRS is going to be able to keep track of every purchase that we make. If greenback cash itself is outlawed, they will have full knowledge end-to-end of the entire economy. It's basically going to drive most of the underground economy above ground. It'll help their tax revenues, but from a privacy standpoint, it'll be absolutely horrendous.
And that we've seen some of the effects of what that policy's done in Japan. Safes, you can't buy a safe if you go into a home improvement store in Japan. You can't find safes. They've just completely sold out because people are doing, like what you said, the mattress money. But now if we go cashless, all that cash is going to be completely worthless. How would somebody position themselves to still be able to maintain the value of their mattress money?
Well, there's a couple of different techniques. One is, of course, to put some of your mattress money into foreign currencies or foreign currency traveler's checks if you can't get the cash itself. My personal favorite is the Swiss franc. And although the dollar has lost a little bit of value versus the Swiss franc recently, overall, the dollar is fairly strong against most foreign currencies, and I think the Swiss franc is still a really good hedge. If you, at most international airports, you can buy currency right on the spot. You can pay cash. You do have to show your passport, even if you're handing them cash, but it's a relatively opaque transaction. And I would recommend that people keep at least the equivalent of 2 or 3 months worth of pay on hand in the form of Swiss franc notes. If you can't get Swiss franc notes, you can always order Swiss franc denominated traveler's checks through your local bank. So Swiss francs are a good hedge. Another good hedge are American 5-cent pieces, the American nickel. You can buy them in, by the roll and, a $2 roll of nickels, or buy them by the box. I have about $3,000 worth of nickels sitting here at home. And the beauty of nickels is their face value is actually right about the same as their base metal value, because they're 70% copper and 30% nickel in their composition. They're the unique in that they are the only currently minted, currently circulated American coin that has a base metal value that's equal to or greater than its face value. Now, there were also pennies that were pure copper minted before 1981, but unfortunately, those are now circulating side by side with post-1981 pennies, which are basically just zinc tokens that are copper flashed. They're not even worth a tenth of a cent a piece in terms of their base metal value. So unfortunately, because you would have to sort pennies, they don't make a good hedge like nickels do. I've had people ask me about the Sacagawea dollars or the presidential dollars as a hedge. They really only are a hedge if you think that that we're going to go through a currency swap where we're going to trade in our old dollars for new dollars at a 10-to-1 ratio, and then anyone holding any kind of coinage would then have a 10-to-1 gain if that happens. But with nickels, you have two different types of hedges. You have a hedge on the base metal value of the coin, as well as a hedge if there's a currency swap. I personally think they're going to wait until they go electronic before they do currency swaps. But even if they go electronic, when they call in all the currency, I think they will make an exception for coinage, because it's a relatively small dollar value that's out there compared to paper currency. It would be a logistical nightmare for them to try to call in all the coinage and then melt it down. So I think they're going to continue to leave the coinage out there. It may lose its face value, but it will still have barter value, especially nickels, because, again, their barter value will be based on their base metal content, their copper and nickel content, rather than their face value.
And that, do you think that the talk of cashless societies, because this is a really, really getting big in Europe, I think, I can't remember if it's Switzerland or Sweden, that's about 80% cashless right now, and all of Europe is really pressing in that direction, and I think that it's going to be a global trend. We've seen this huge run-up in gold and silver prices lately. The last time we spoke, I think silver had a $14 handle, and it's now pressing $18. Would you still be buying silver at these levels? And do you think that the talk of cashless societies, negative interest rates, and all of these types of things, do you think that that's part of what's pushed the metals up to this level? And do you think that's going to continue to push them higher?
Yes, I think that is part of the run up in the prices. In fact, gold just hit its highest price on the spot market since January of 2016. And I think the upside is quite good for both silver and gold, silver in particular. And I believe that silver at anywhere below $20 a troy ounce spot value is a bargain. So continue to accumulate silver. My favorite is pre-1965 quarters, 1964 or earlier mint date. U.S. 90% silver quarters are your best bet. The reason being is that there has been some counterfeiting that's gone on with Morgan silver dollars. And I think that Morgans may be not quite as well trusted as quarters. There's nobody out there who's copying, counterfeiting, circulated 25-cent silver pieces from 1964 and earlier. It's just not cost efficient for them to do so. In fact, it would probably cost them more than the spot value of the silver to do it. Even if they were able to come up with some sort of base metal mix that would approximate the weight of a real silver quarter just wouldn't be profitable for them to do that. And the wear on a bag of junk silver, here I'm again talking about 1964 and earlier mint date quarters, really is it's its own insurance policy, in that when you see that wear on the quarters, you know just looking at them that they're genuine.
Yeah, that'd be kind of hard to mint a counterfeit of something that's been wore out like that. And would you expect that whether it's a hyperinflationary collapse or whether it's a government clampdown where they say, okay, that's the end of cash and we're going completely digital, don't you think there's always going to be barter markets and folks that just don't trust the system or they're looking to work their way around the system? And do you expect that silver and perhaps even gold would be part of that?
Yes, particularly in rural areas. Here I'm talking about the American Redoubt or the Upper Peninsula of Michigan or the Cumberland Plateau of Tennessee or perhaps the Ozarks. There's already a lot of barter that goes on, and some of it doesn't involve precious metals. I think that if the Federal Reserve System institutes a electronic currency, that barter market will explode. People are going to want to continue to maintain their privacy, and they'll look at precious metals as the ideal vehicle for doing so. I think that the big barter items will be common caliber ammunition and pre-1965 silver coinage. And I've got to mention ammunition in particular, because with the Democratic National Convention coming up in July, if Hillary Clinton gets the nod as the Democratic candidate for president, I think immediately following that, you're going to see a run on guns, ammunition, and full capacity magazines like we've never seen before. Basically, every gun store and every gun show is just going to get cleaned out, like as if a swarm of locusts had gone through. There'll be chronic shortages of especially military calibers. Here I'm talking 5.56, 7.62 NATO, 7.62 Russian, 5.45 Russian, 9mm, 45 automatic. There's going to be huge shortages for an extended period of time. Ditto for any magazine over 10 round capacity, and black rifles themselves, of course. So if you're thinking in terms of barter, don't just buy Swiss francs, don't just buy nickels, don't just buy silver. Also get yourself some ammo cans full of standard military caliber ammunition. Even if you don't own one of those rifles yourself, if you have some ammo cans full of 5.56, which is also known as 223 Remington, that will be better than gold in a lot of situations for barter.
That's the end of the first half of my interview with James Wesley Rawls. Tune in next week for the rest of the show. God bless. And happy prepping.
In Seven Cows, Ugly and Gaunt, Book 1, Behold Darkness and Sorrow, Daniel Walker begins having prophetic dreams about the judgment coming upon America for rejecting God's word. Through one of his dreams, Daniel learns of an imminent threat of an electromagnetic pulse attack, sending the country into a technological dark age. If they want to live, Daniel and his friends must focus on faith, wits, and preparation to be ready before the lights go out. Buy your copy of Seven Cows, Ugly and Gaunt, Book 1, Behold Darkness and Sorrow, by best-selling author Mark Goodwin, in paperback, Kindle, or audio edition from Amazon.com today.